Vibe shift, pro-Hamas mobs, Palestinian flags absent from Eurovision opening event for first time in 2 years. By Francis Martel on May 11, 2026. Israeli singer Noam Baton and his entourage received a warm welcome in Vienna, Austria, during the opening event for this week's Eurovision Song Contest on Sunday. A radical departure from the throngs of pro-Hamas protesters wearing keffiyehs and threatening Israeli contestants that had become the norm in the past 2 years. The Eurovision Song Contest is an annual continental event, also including some non-European countries such as Georgia and Australia, in which countries send an original song performed by an artist of their choice. This year will mark the 70th anniversary of the competition, which was conceived in part as a way of uniting the continent and preventing more conflict following the resolution of World War II. This year, 35 countries have sent representatives to Eurovision, including, as usual, Israel. Israel has been part of the Eurovision contest since 1973 and has won 4 times, most recently in 2018. Decades of participation aside, however, anti-Israel and generally leftist movements have targeted Eurovision with an aggressive boycott campaign demanding Israel's ouster from the contest since the massacre of over 1,200 people in Israel by the jihadist terrorist organization Hamas on October 7, 2023. The 2 editions following the Hamas invasion, 2024 in Malmö, Sweden, and 2025 in Basel, Switzerland, were marked by massive anti-Israel protests and fellow contestants within the competition. At best, keeping a distance from the Israeli performer and, at worst, behaving actively hostile towards them. Artists who were accidentally caught being friendly to Israelis demanded the footage be deleted and denounced the country's presence at the show. The shift in tone at this year's edition, held in Vienna following Austria's victory last year, was notable at the turquoise carpet, the first major event during Eurovision week in which artists walked the titular carpet to greet fans, often wearing extravagant outfits and performing parts of their songs. Noam Baton and his team walked the carpet and were not received by throngs of Palestinian flags or threats. While some individuals were seen displaying a thumbs-down gesture at the Israeli team, they appeared to do so without disturbing the event, and were outnumbered by fans reaching out to shake Baton's hand. The contestants appeared on the turquoise carpet by alphabetical order of the nations they represent. Baton appeared about an hour into the broadcast, walking out to the tune of Haba Nagila. Following the initial walkout, Baton had a positive interaction with another contestant, British pop legend Boy George, who is in the competition supporting San Marino's performer, Senhit. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by ILTV Israel News, at ILTV_Israel. Such an exchange would have been unthinkable during the 2024 and 2025 editions of Eurovision. In 2024, singer Eden Golan was unable to walk the turquoise carpet in Malmö, a city known for becoming a hotbed of mass migration from Islamic countries, due to thousands of anti-Israel protesters surrounding the venue, causing security concerns that Swedish authorities were unable to adequately address. Among them was Swedish environmentalist Greta Thunberg, who appeared in the crowd wearing a keffiyeh. Within the Eurovision bubble, Golan was subjected to heckling and derision from other contestants, including one who claimed to have cried when Golan made it out of the semi-finals. Golan placed 5th in the grand final. In 2025, Israeli singer Yuval Rafael, a survivor of the October 7th massacre, did walk the carpet, but was subject to throngs of menacing pro-Hamas protesters, including a man making throat-slitting gestures at the singer. Rafael finished in 2nd place to Austria's JJ and won the popular vote. Following the competition, the European Broadcasting Union, EBU, the organization that stages the event, faced tremendous pressure to expel Israel from the competition, including from competing countries. The EBU had initially scheduled a meeting in December to discuss potentially ousting Israel for its self-defense operations in Gaza, but cancelled it after the Gaza war concluded, outraging the most leftist participants in the contest. In addition to the Gaza war, competitor countries have also complained that Israel advertises and promotes its artists too aggressively. The EBU revealed this weekend that it was forced to warn the Israeli public broadcaster, Kan, to stop advertising videos in which it encouraged viewers to vote for Israel 10 times. The maximum, in the semi-final, describing the advertising as not in line with our rules nor the spirit of the competition. Israel is not the only country to promote its artists, however. This year, the small island nation of Malta has ruffled some feathers with a sprawling continental billboard campaign for its singer, Aidan. The ABU has not at press time issued any public warnings to Malta over its campaigning. Five countries, Spain, Iceland, Ireland, Slovenia, and the Netherlands, withdrew from the 2026 edition to protest Israel's presence. Three countries that had not participated in 2025, Moldova, Bulgaria, and Romania, returned. Bataan is competing this year with the song Michelle and will compete in the first semi-final on Tuesday. The boycotts and outrage among the left, as well as the return of several Eastern European nations to the contest, appear to have changed the tenor of the song output for 2026. Prominent among the songs this year are themes of family. Several songs honor motherhood in particular, traditional marriage, and patriotism. In contrast, the 2024 edition featured two non-binary performers, including the winner, and 2025 featured multiple songs including explicitly sexual lyrics and crude language that required modification for the ultimate broadcast. The ABU revealed in January that tickets to the various live performances that comprise Eurovision Week sold out in record time despite the anti-Israel boycott campaigns. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.